Rutland's mayor is proposing forming a resettlement cabinet to advise him on the process of bringing 100 Syrian and Iraqi refugees to the city. It's a move that many hope will bridge a city increasingly divided over the issue. In April, Rutland Mayor Christopher Louris unilaterally announced that the city was being considered to host 100 Syrian and Iraqi refugees as part of the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program and the National U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants Resettlement Program. Many community members were upset that there had been no public hearings nor information provided. Continued lack of information is fueling controversy and has split the community. This week, Mayor Louris announced that he plans to create a 6-to-9-member resettlement cabinet, consisting of both supporters and skeptics of the resettlement plan. At-large City Alderman Sharon Davis says the Board of Aldermen had received an email outlining Louris's plan for the cabinet just before it was announced.
My first reaction was, well, he's seen the light of day. He is finally getting a grasp on the fact that this community is extremely divided on this issue. Divided in the sense of not against having refugees really locate here, but knowing nothing about it and understanding that once we're in for life. And a lot of unanswered questions and the side that has been concerned has truly been disrespected. And so I was glad to see that he's come to the table. I'm just not sure what this cabinet yet is and who it is and what's the goal.
Board of Aldermen President William Knott welcomes the mayor's idea, especially since residents have been clamoring for information.
Oftentimes it seems as though the mayor has not been particularly public in his efforts towards refugee resettlement. And as someone who supports refugee resettlement, who supports it very much, what I don't want to see is the process derailed or prolonged or complicated in any way by a lack of forthright back and forth communication from the mayor's office. So I see this as a right step to form this cabinet made up of various people in the Rutland community to try and heal whatever rifts may exist, and in order to address any lingering questions or concerns people might have.
Rutland Welcomes is a loose-knit group of residents that supports the resettlement plan. Member Abby Brodowski is encouraged that the mayor has taken steps to help get refugees settled in the city.
Rutland Welcomes is just happy if we can find a way to positively bring refugees to Rutland, because we think it's a good thing for the city and for the refugees. So, you know, we're just really happy if there's some way to move forward. I think the idea of having people with legitimate concerns sit on the panel is a good one, so that we can be proactive in planning and preparing for things that people who are actively supporting might not be thinking of. But in terms of specifics, that's really up to the mayor and the alderman to figure out.
Alderman Davis has been asked by the mayor to be a member of the resettlement cabinet, but she has not yet given him her answer. She says the members will face a daunting task.
Whether it's housing issues, jobs, the issue of help with TB, the issue of the vetting process. I don't think this community has a problem of sustaining 100 people, but it's not 100 people. It's 100 people every year. It's how do we continually sustain these people. But I think my first concern would be, how does the community as a whole feel about this? Do they feel it's good for our community if their questions and issues are addressed?
Mayor Louris did not return requests for comment. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.